Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this rainy Friday here in the San Francisco Bay. Dan, the Produce Man, here with you. Today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast and sponsored by Buck, Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Sunrays, Snack with Impact. Oh yes, folks, we're having a great time here. It's the produce business, and we're at the San Francisco Wholesale Produce Market at What a Tomato with proprietor Marty Pisa. Marty, welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays.
Well, thank you for having me, Dan. I'm glad to be here.
So, Marty, you grew up in this business. You grew up here at What a Tomato. You've been down at the produce market all of your life. So tell us about What a Tomato, how it came about, and your experiences growing up here.
Well, What a Tomato was started by my father in 1987. His name is Bob Pisa. Started working down here, I believe, right after he graduated high school, which would have been 1970, I want to say. And he started with his father and his uncles at their business, Washington Vegetable, which is still in business today. My cousin is the owner, Jack Pisa. A year after What a Tomato started, Rusty Tarpley, which would be basically my father's right-hand man, he started here. 1988, and he's been a big reason of how we've grown so much over the years. I started coming down here 32, so I want to say probably when I was 6 or 7 years old. I remember just going down with my dad. We'd go to work at 1 a.m. and it's just I started by sweeping the floors and just clean up around the warehouse. I used to help add up the cash tag.
How was that though? I mean, 6 or 7 years old and getting up and coming to work at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's different than most 6 or 7 year olds.
Yeah, it was very different. I wanted to do it. Like I remember like when I couldn't go to work, and I hate to admit, I would cry. It was, obviously I was young, but I've always just loved it. The people are very unique. It's not something normal. It's something exciting every day. I mean, the relationships we've made over the years are, I mean, I consider the employees family. I mean, I spend more time with these guys than my own family, pretty much.
So, okay, so it started in 87. You're coming down here as a kid. And then if you fast forward to when you're in high school or after graduation from high school and you were working here, I think I met you, I think 20 some odd years ago, yeah. 20 years ago.
Well, I remember, I remember seeing you growing up. I remember you and my dad used to, I think my father used to wait on you and you'd give him your order. And I remember seeing you and that had to be every bit of 20, 25 years ago, I'd have to guess, at least.
Yeah, I used to buy, a lot of stuff here. A lot of tomatoes, of course. Artichokes. Really big on the artichokes. And then when the potato distributor, which was George Burger Company, they decided to retire. What a Tomato acquired the business.
Pretty much. We hired the guy who ran it at the time with Steve. I don't remember his last name. It's been so long. But we had hired him, so he kind of introduced us to the potato and onion world. It was a very new thing for us because we had just mainly been doing, tomatoes, peppers, zucchini, eggplant, artichokes, like Dan said, beans. We did a lot of things like that, and we just had never thought about getting into potatoes. But our market, once Burger had closed, there was nowhere else to buy potatoes or onions, and there has to be a house down here. So we were kind of forced into it, and luckily it's a good thing because it's probably turned into the biggest part of our business. If I had to be honest, it's a huge reason of why we've grown to where we are today, and it was a blessing that I guess we were forced to do it.
And I still have a What a Potato t-shirt.
Yeah, I remember those.
When you first
I
started.
A few at my house, yep.
That's fantastic. Hey, folks, with Marty Pisa on Fresh from the Field Fridays, What a Tomato, San Francisco Wholesale Produce Market. All right, we're going to take a quick break, hear from our wonderful sponsors. We're gonna find out, what is it? Patrick Kelly. Patrick, what is it that you like to do in the morning?
In the morning, I always pour a cup of coffee and grab a banana. Before Equifruit, I never thought twice about how my banana was farmed. And now that I'm a banana badass, I care about fair trade, which ensures fair pay, gender equity, and safe working conditions. This is why Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package pack so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunray's grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Hey everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
All right, folks. We're back, Fresh from the Field Fridays. Hey, folks, Bell Harvest is Michigan's premier apple distributor. And some of the finest apple varieties come out of Michigan through Bell Harvest. Red Delicious and Gala and Golden Delicious, Honey Crisp, Evercrisp, Sweet Tango, Smitten. Did you ever get smitten with a smitten? Jonagold, Pink Ladies and Fuji's, and so much more. So check it out, folks. Without a doubt, Bell Harvest, Michigan's finest apples. We're at the San Francisco Wholesale Produce Market at What a Tomato, What a Potato. I even saw a What a Onion sign on the... You know, and that's something that's interesting is this is one of the only produce houses where you really have the labels of some of the... produce items and produce labels up on the wall, painted very big. I don't mean old produce labels. I mean today's modern labels. You have the big Jim and the, from Airdrome Orchards and the Euro Fresh and the whole bit.
Yeah, Perry and Sons, I know, is on the wall. Primetime, Ocean Mist. Those are a lot of our big suppliers. Big Jim, actually, they're no longer around, so... Our new big orange is the Songhay Double Happiness Orange, which is really popular here, especially this time of year since Chinese New Year is coming up. It's just huge demand in the Chinese community. So this is probably my busiest time of the year by far. I just get bombarded 24/7 with phone calls and just people begging for oranges. I mean, I get to work at 1 a.m. I'll have people sleeping in their vans, waiting to get the oranges.
Wow.
So that's turned into another blessing. It's just a great deal. I mean, the Big Jim deal was fantastic at the time, but luckily we got in with California Fruit Depot, which is their label is the Songhay label.
And originally that wasn't even their label. That they acquired that whole label from I'm trying to remember. Because you only had the Songhay Orange at a specific time of the year, which was Chinese New Year time. And now it's a standard label.
I mean, I know Blue Jay, they do a red box. And there's some demand for it. We've tried it, but I don't know what it is about the Songhay, but it's just levels above anything else. I mean,
Well, double happiness. How can you go wrong with double happiness?
You know? Yeah, exactly. What else?
So, okay, so you got Chinese New Year. You've got Valentine's Day. I mean, that's not big for citrus. That's mainly more for berries. And so a lot of changes that you've seen on the market over the years, just the different buying habits of folks, the different businesses that have come and gone, a lot of that has changed. How has that affected what a tomato or any of the other businesses on the market?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. I mean, for a lot of years, we were just two doors. Our neighbor was Maffei, and he
had, oh yes,
yeah, Don,
the really high end fruit,
yeah,
yes,
and he retired, so we were able to acquire some more space, which basically doubled in size. A lot of other businesses have come and gone. It is a tough business. I mean you got to have your full attention on it. As far as other changes, technology is really been a big change for us, especially for many years. We used to do everything by hand. We would write the orders on a receipt book, I guess you'd call
it. Sure, a hand tag with the carbon copies.
Exactly. And then we would put each individual lot number for each item. We did this all by hand, and that was one of my first jobs as a kid, was entering all that into the computer. And now today we linked up with a newer produce software company called Silo, and it's been a huge improvement. Just all the instant information you get, like when I'm doing an order, it'll tell me in real time what percentage I'm making. I can look at what each item costs. I can look at previous sales, and you add all that together, that gives you a lot more knowledge, and it's made us more profitable.
Well, it cuts down on shrink, it helps you with your buying and your inventory as well. So
yeah, exactly.
It's a whole management system.
And another thing is, like, if even at home I can access it, so I don't have to be in San Francisco in the market to, if I need to know, oh, do I have this on hand, I can just quickly look and, okay, I do or I don't. So technology has really played a big role. It was my father, he was always against computers. He just wanted to just do it the way he was. One of those types that, you know, was somewhat stuck in his ways, but he finally kind of gave us a green light to give it a try. And I think everybody had their reservations at first about it, but I mean, we've probably had it now for, I'd say, 5 years, and I know everybody is. We're all way happier that we made the change. I mean, it was daunting at first. We were nervous. It was uncharted waters, and we took a little bit of a leap of faith, and it's paid off massively for us. And so technology has played a very big role. I think it'll continue to down the line, obviously.
Oh, definitely will evolve. And that's the thing in produce. You're here at the produce market. It's kind of the old world produce world, in a way, the produce market. But the companies that survive, the businesses that survive, are the ones that grasp the modern technology, that grasp all the modern trends. You have to stay afloat. So it's great to have the old world values, the customer service, and a lot of fun that you have too here on the market with the modern technology and twists to it as well. So I think that's the key for survival in this day and age in fresh produce.
Yeah, I mean, you have to always be on your toes. I mean, you gotta, like I've always said, you have to adapt. You have to be open to new ideas, you know, be willing to try new things, and sometimes you strike out or sometimes you hit a grand slam. And, you know, like the potatoes and onions, for example, we, again, took a bit of a leap of faith and it paid off. And there's been other things in the past that we tried and they didn't work. But you can't get discouraged when that happens, because it's
it'll bury you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to keep the mindset. So
I would say another important thing that I've noticed today is a lot of people want delivery, and that's another thing we're starting to dabble in. For many years, we actually never even had a truck. Everybody would just come pick up from us, or we would be lucky enough to hitch rides on other people's trucks. But the way the business is going, we're just going to have to do more delivery. And people want their convenience. They want to make it easy. Not many people today, especially the younger generation, like my age, aren't going to come down here in a truck and pick up the produce themselves. A lot of my customers will just text me the order. Sometimes they don't even come down.
Yeah, and that used to be, that was the way it was done. Everyone would come down early in the morning, walk the market, go to the different houses, pick out the produce that they want. It would get loaded on the truck, and then you'd take it back to your store, your institution, and that was that. And like you said, today people want delivery. So you've seen a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed quite a bit over the years. Came into the business, I was kind of, I mean, a lot of the old timers were getting out, so that was when a lot of the big changes started happening. So I've kind of seen the old world, and now we're in, I guess, the new world, you could maybe put it that way. It was interesting to see the old ways of how things were done, but how we do it now, I mean, especially with like the technology, I think that has been a huge improvement for us.
Well, you get a real, when you've worked the old methods, you have a real authentic appreciation for the technology.
Exactly.
And the way things 100%, are now.
100%. Yeah, I agree with sure. that. Yeah, definitely. We just want to keep, you know, trying to adapt and hopefully keep this going as long as we can, because my goal is just to make this place is the best place it can be. I want to have the best people working for me, and I want to be able to take care of our customers to the best of our ability. And right now we have such a great crew. It's just made life easier. I'd say this has probably been, since I've been at What It's Made, I'd say this is the best experience I've had. I mean, in the past, don't get me wrong, it was great, but it's just today, I think this is the best What It's Made has ever been. And I hope
fantastic.
To continue, and I hope to even make it better. But it takes everybody. And one thing I try to preach here is teamwork. You know, we're all a piece of the puzzle. And, you know, I have my strengths. And, certain, you know, what my goal is, like with my employees, is I try to find their strengths and have them focus on that. And I've been doing that. It's seemed to work out so far. I think it makes people a lot happier.
This isn't working at the produce market. It's not a job for folks who don't want to get their shoes dirty, who, you know, want to have smooth hands. This is hard work, and the work itself is hard. The camaraderie is amazing, and there's a lot of joking around and fun. But people are serious, and you have to hustle. This isn't a job where you can just go in and walk around and be lazy and just get the minimal amount done. So folks who want to work at the produce market are people who want to work, who appreciate work, who strive for excellence, and are not afraid to get their hands dirty and do the work. This isn't a job for, I'm just going to say, for wimps. Period. That may not be politically correct,
yeah.
But it's just true. And folks, if you're in the Bay Area and you want good quality fresh produce, What a Tomato is definitely the place that you want to contact, or even just come down and take a look. And
yeah, if you're ever dealing with any insomnia when you're in the Bay Area, you have one place you could come down at 2 or 3 in the morning, come see the produce market. It's definitely a cool experience. I think it's something, if you haven't been to a place like this, it's very unique. It's a cool experience. Everybody that I've brought down here, friends and, you know, just people I've known, were just blown away. It's just a different world, but
it's a hustle and bustle while you're asleep.
Yeah.
You know, but you stop sales right around what time?
We're done by 9 a.m. pretty much. We're shutting down. So
if you come down at 6 or 7, too, that's good. We don't want you coming right after you left the bar, though.
No. We wouldn't want that.
Great. Well, Marty, it's been a real pleasure to have you. Be sure to check out the video on my YouTube and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man. There's a video for Noble Citrus and the Juicy Crunch Tangerine that we filmed here at What a Tomato, and fantastic. You'll get to see Marty and some of the crew here as well.
Well, thank you for having me, Dan. I appreciate it. This was obviously my first time doing an interview, so it might have been a little rough.
But, that's all right.
I got to build up a little more experience. I'd like to do this, hopefully, in the future. But anyways, thank you for coming down. The video was awesome, and I hope we continue to work in the future.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, be sure to check out the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly, as well as the Produce Industry Show on YouTube and the Produce Industry app. You got to have that. Download that now on your smartwatch, your smartphone, your tablet, or wherever you can download an app to. And don't forget to check out the History of Produce series with John Papp, the Global Fresh series with Juanita Gallio, and all my social media can be found at DanTheProduceMan.com. Until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.